for the Spring Sports Spotlight on 92.1 KRLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. It was a matter of how high he could climb in 2020 for Pella High School tennis senior Jordan Rosaboom. Boys tennis coach Josiah Brandt says Rosaboom has played in the number one spot ever since he started his varsity career as a freshman.
Jordan played every single match of his high school career as our number one. He came in as a freshman, and just the way his family did things and liked to be with each other, he had never played an organized match. He had never played a two-set, six-game match in his life because they had just hit tennis balls in their driveway. And so I remember the first match he ever played was against Evan Moon, who he played many, many times, and Evan had a lot of good results at state. And we were warming up. It was like, Jordan, are you sure you know how to play tiebreak? Are you good on all this stuff? And it would have been really nice to just see like day one of his tennis career, kind of starting where he was as this little freshman who just had really good hands and really good strokes, and to the last day of his tennis career, hopefully playing on the biggest stage in Iowa and leading his team to state for the fourth year in a row.
Rosaboom was disappointed he was unable to showcase all the hard work he put into the previous offseason to build upon his incredible resume already.
I was pretty disappointed. You work your whole high school career for your senior year, and that's the year you're supposed to peak. That's the year you're supposed to do the best. And I was three times conference champ, so I was hoping to make that fourth, and just trying to make the state one last year and see how good I could do. And especially even team state, we got second last year, who knows, we could have gotten first this year. So it was pretty disappointing figuring that out. But
some of those milestones are some of the favorite memories for Jordan throughout his 3 years as a member of the team.
Last year, winning districts, that was a big thing, being that I had gotten second the 2 years before, and just I think just making it to team state as well was a really special thing because we made it freshman year, and that was a really cool experience being a freshman, not having that much experience. So that was really cool. But this last year when we got so close, it really showed that we had progressed as a team and we could really do well together as a team. So I thought that was a really good memory of mine.
And while it didn't end on his terms, Rosaboom's career ended on a high note, competing for a state championship and taking runner-up in the 2019 state meet last spring.
We beat Norwalk, which was, our teams have both, it's kind of been a rivalry between our teams, especially in singles with AJ and stuff. But after we beat them, Xavier's a really good team. So I thought we did really well. Obviously in singles, we were up, and then doubles was their strong suit. Xavier had focused on doubles, and we knew that. So we knew it'd be a tough time beating them in doubles. But I think we did very well, given how good Xavier was that year. And that's one of the reasons I think this year was, I was looking forward to this year just because, since we had gotten so close last year, I was hoping, we could maybe come together this year and really get that title. So.
And Jordan is quick to credit the coaches he's had over the past several years to really build his game to an elite level.
Yeah, he helped me a lot. And also Tim Kale. Tim Kale was a big help. He played at Central, and he was just a really good help during matches. And, he gave me some tips. Josiah gave me some tips too. But yeah, they both just really worked at just kind of making us ready for the season. And I played in the off season, but a lot of players they don't play during the off season. So I thought they did a decent job at, getting us ready for the season. So once we had our first meet, we were ready for that team or whatever. So
Jordan Rosaboom plans to attend the University of Northern Iowa next fall and continue to play club tennis. For the Spring Sports Spotlight on 92.1 KRLS, I'm Andrew Schneider.